This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Edvard Grieg composed only one cello sonata. It was written for his brother. Felix Mendelssohn's brother also played cello. However, his sonata number 2 in D major was dedicated to a Russian count. Stephen Hough's sonata for cello and piano left hand was composed at the request of his friend Stephen Isserles, who performs it with Hough on this new recording.
In a way, there are three sonatas by composer-pianists. Grieg was a very fine pianist. He made a few recordings at the end of his life. Mendelssohn certainly was a great pianist, and I earned my living playing the piano too, so there are three of us who do both.
And therein lies the idea behind Stephen Hough's most recent recording, which features all three of these cello sonatas. You might be wondering why a world-class pianist like Stephen Hough would agree to compose a chamber piece for cello.
My sonata came as a commission from Stephen for cello and left hand, because Stephen had a friend, Stephen Isserles, who had lost the use of his right hand, and Stephen wanted a sonata that they could play together. So I thought that was a lovely thing to do, and it was an interesting idea, because often with cello and piano repertoire, there's an issue of balance problems. You know, if the piano is playing full tilt, it tends to drown the cello. So with just one hand, the chances of drowning the cello, I suppose, were less. And I start, actually, with both instruments playing with the left hand alone. And I toyed with the idea of the pianist actually reaching into the piano and plucking a string, so that both people would be playing plucked A strings. But actually, it sounded better playing the note as if it's a pizzicato. And so this whole idea of the two instruments combining, playing in the same register, is really what's behind this sonata. And I think on the very first page, where my pizzicato and the cellist pizzicato weave together, it's actually rather hard always to tell which instrument is playing, and that kind of confusion is one of the things that I wanted to set this whole sonata up with.
Dark textures loom in Stephen Hough's sonata for cello and piano left hand. Hough says the sonata's subtitle, Les Adieux, reflects the melancholy mood of this work, which conjures up the spirit of Beethoven and Jan Dušek. He was a Bohemian composer and pianist in the 18th century.
There are three distinct sections. The first section is a set of variations, really, and it's quite, well, I'd say it's very Western. It's full of activity and analysis and intellectual concepts. Second section I think of as Eastern, in a sort of Buddhist kind of way, where you let go of those concepts and it drifts in a way, and the two instruments weave together as if it's a boat on a lake just floating past, and it's in a constantly changing time signature, and I hope it sounds a little bit like a sort of legend from long ago, when beyond time in a way. And then the final section, after the opening material, comes again in a ferocious cadenza with pizzicato. The piano begins this sort of lapping chorale-type harmonic figuration that the cello then joins on a very high melody. And where the piece began with an open A string, the top string of the cello, it ends with the open C string, the bottom string.
Remember how Stephen Hough originally composed this sonata for a friend who was unable to play with his right hand? As it turns out, that friend regained the use of his right hand, so he never learned this piece. Stephen Isserles and Stephen Hough, on the other hand, decided to premiere this sonata together at the Kronberg Festival in Germany shortly after it was composed. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.